Welcome to the Intentional Living Center live today. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. We're going to have a lot of fun, and I think we're going to go a little deep, too, in terms of talking about what if in life. Dear Younger Me, it's a song by Mercy Me, and every time I hear that song played on the radio, every time I think about the words, I'm reminded of my own life, things that I could go back, maybe I would do different in my life. And so I threw out the question, what would you tell a younger you if you could? If you could go back and just whisper into the ear of a younger you, what would you say? And boy, the lines have always been busy. And again, today, you're welcome to join us. We're going to have some fun with this and learn and hopefully get a perspective on life. 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717. You ready to go? Let's start in Kansas. Allison standing by to tell a younger self. Allison, go ahead.
Hi, my name is Allison, and you have the question, what would you tell your younger self if you had the chance? My dad, January 6, 2014, he passed away from esophageal cancer, and I would just tell my younger self to spend the most time, as much time as I can with him before he passed.
Hey, listen, I hear you, Allison. Time is precious. The Bible says, number our days, we can have a heart after wisdom. Appreciate it. Chanel wants to weigh in from Arizona. Go ahead.
I would tell my younger me that you are so loved. I think part of the reason why I did the things that I did at a young age is because I didn't understand how loved I was. So I would encourage parents to tell your parents, your children, how loved they are, and to instill what love is and who love is.
Not a great connection, but we got the words. Thank you, Chanel. Hey, you can weigh in. What would you tell a younger self? 888-888-1717. Here's Diane from Arizona.
Hi, I'm Diane. If I could speak to my younger self, I would say to Diane, value yourself the way the Lord values you, not the way others that can sometimes be hurtful around you. Base your opinion on yourself by the words from our Father and not by other people. Put weight on the opinion of the Lord in regards to ourselves versus putting more weight on the people around you. And when no one is available to guide you or give you those words of affirmation that you so need, just open your Bible and hear it from the Lord.
Thank you, Diane. Listen, if you just joined us, from time to time, we like to just open the phone lines and have you share the what if in life, I guess, or talk to a younger self. And we get so much response on this. And the purpose for this, when you think about intentional living, is really perspective, isn't it? In fact, I'll give you some scripture on that coming up in a few minutes. If you would like to weigh in, if you could talk to a younger you, if you could go back at whatever point, maybe 10 years, maybe to your teen years, what would you tell yourself? By the way, we don't want you to get stuck there. We want you to move forward. But there's a perspective in life. You may speak to some young person today. The words that you say may be right where they are today. 888-888-1717. Here's another Diane who's calling in from Georgia. Diane, go ahead.
Hi, I was just calling to share my thoughts on Dear Younger Me. And what I would say to Dear Younger Me is to remember, it is finished. I spent a lot of my years as a believer striving and doing a lot of things that God wasn't calling me to do because I felt like I needed to earn my salvation.
Boy, we can grow up in an environment, especially in a critical environment, you know, where you grow up where you have to be on the performance track and feel like you have to perform to be accepted, to perform to be okay, to perform to have some sort of meaning or significance in life, and that's not God's intention. All right, we have Frank. We got a guy who called in here, Frank in New Mexico. By the way, you're welcome to join us, 888-888-1717. Frank in New Mexico, go ahead, my friend.
Hi, Dr. Randy. This is Frank calling from New Mexico. I'd like to share my story with my younger self. It would be to spend and make the most of the time with those that you love the most and those that love you the most. Being your grandparents, your elders, those that are going to not be with you as long. And cherish the moments that you got with them.
Listen, I tell you, thank you, Frank. There is a theme developing here. And it gets back to the brevity of time and the importance of relationships. And we have other callers that are going to share some stories here ready to go. Pretty painful. So while it might be just a little simple thing, it might be a profound thing. Here's the deal. Here's the good news. 1 John 1:9 tells us about our past, because it may be an area of sin in your life where you say, oh man, you know, I should not have done that. I did that, or I got involved in that, or I lived in this way for a period of time. And you're now still living with those regrets, feeling stuck. Please, that's not the purpose here. In fact, the scripture is very clear, 1 John 1:9, that if we confess that stuff, if we confess our sins, that God is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So when we look in the rearview mirror, we do so just to get a glimpse of the past. Maybe to say, thank you, Lord. That was stupid, but thank you, Lord, for getting me through that so I can be here today. You know, what would you say to your younger self today? And maybe someone else listening who's right where you are or where you were at that time. 888-888-1717 is the number. We'll be back with more calls and yours included in just a moment.
You know, that box of electronics is a radio.
No, it's not.
No, I mean that stuff can connect you to stuff you really need.
Okay, totally confused.
For example, that tablet, put the Intentional Living app on there, boom. Works for smartphones too, or that mouse. Just use it to connect the computer or laptop to theintentionallife.com.
And Intentional Living has the stuff I need?
You can hear the programs again. Get connected, grow your faith.
Okay, I'll plug in the mouse again. You download the app on these five devices.
Are in-laws a blessing or a curse to your marriage? Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. It says in Genesis chapter 2 that we're to leave and to cleave, and this idea of leaving and cleaving has very little to do with location. You can be far away from your family and still have problems building unity in your marriage. Or you can live next door to your in-laws and have great unity in your relationship. Remember, the role of in-laws is to support the one that we love, our family member, in being successful in that relationship that they've chosen to enter. Sometimes that's not easy to do, but our role is to pray for them and support them. And if we have advice that we'd like to offer, make sure that we're asking for permission before we do. So here's a one thing challenge for us for this next month. Agree and lovingly confront as needed if leaving and cleaving is an issue. That's intentional living.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com.
That is the Intentional Minute. It's heard worldwide. It's on the radio everywhere, and it's also online around the world. And you can find it on Facebook. We record these on video as well as for the radio. And you can sign up and have these every day sent to you, a brand new 60-second teaching on video right to your email address. All you have to do is check in with us on our Facebook. I think you can go there, or on our website. You can sign up for it there, subscribe. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Dear younger me, what would you tell a younger self? 888-888-1717. Let's go. Claudia is in Arizona. Hello, Claudia. How are you today?
Hi, Dr. Randy. I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, good. What would you tell a younger Claudia?
Well, growing up, my dad was missing in my life. He chose to come in and leave whenever he wanted to. Mm-hmm. And growing up, I was always worried about everything, about my mom, about my siblings. So what I will say to my younger me would be not to worry. Yeah. God is an excellent father, and he was in control then, and he is in control now.
That's important. You know, I was thinking of that passage in 2 Timothy 1:7, or is it 1 Timothy? 2 Timothy, mm-hmm. I think, where God has not given us a spirit of fear or of worry, but of power and love and a sound mind.
Yeah.
Powerful. And also we have Paul telling us that whatever things are true and right and admirable and praiseworthy, think on such things. Those are the things that really overcome worry in our life, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I was always worried, and I learned to rely in God. He mm-hmm. will never fail me, and he's my father, and he loves me just the way I am.
Amen. Thank you, Claudia. I'm glad you're listening in Arizona. God bless you.
Thank you for your program. You're a blessing to my life.
Thank you. And you to ours. Today, you asked the question, why do we do this? Some of these are painful. Some of them can be kind of fun. But when we look back on our history, why do we do this? And, you know, I got a call, a question on my comment line from a gentleman by the name of Payo. And I think he really sets sort of the tone of what many, many of us wrestle with in life, especially if we're the kind of people that care and we're thoughtful and we're thinkers and maybe a little philosophical. So take a listen to Payo as he left this message for me.
Yes, I got a quick question because I'm having a lot of issues with myself and, like, my mind. I'm always thinking of, like, doubts of, like, what if, and I'm always having a struggle constantly battling with myself.
Listen, that's why I think so, Payo, listen, that's why so many calls are coming in today, because you're not alone with this. It's in the quiet moments. It may hit you in the middle of the night. It may hit you when you're all alone. Many times, the way we shut off the what ifs and the regrets of life is we turn on the television or video, or you go to Netflix, or you do something just to occupy your mind in busyness and sports and all these things that in and of themselves may or may not be okay, but they crowd out these moments of regret. And like you said, I have these thoughts. What if? What if I'd done this or that? And I think of what the Apostle Paul says in Philippians chapter 3. Very clearly, he talks about pressing toward the goal. He talks about the good things he's done in his life, and he's talked about the things in his past that have been painful. And then he makes this profound statement, forgetting what is behind and straining or pressing toward what is ahead, I press toward the goal. And one of the ways I think that we overcome these what-if cul-de-sacs of life where we go round and around is we set a goal. We say, God, we declare a goal, declaration of intention, first step in intentional living. Lord, this just is going around circles, taking me nowhere. The pain is difficult. The regrets keep sinking me and pulling me down. Lord, I know you've told that you would forgive me, and you have, but now I set a new course and set out a reasonable goal and start moving in a healthier direction. If you fall down, pick yourself back up and go through the process again, but always, every day, having the power of one thing in front of you to keep you going. You're welcome to join in. What if you could go back and talk to a younger self? 888-888-1717 is the telephone number. 888-888-1717 is the number. Let's go to, let me see here, talking about what if. We've got Kathy from Tennessee left this comment for me. Kathy?
Hi, my name is Kathy. I was just calling about today's program, the what if. I wanted to be able to maybe spend more time with people that I love that are in heaven now, because you never know when they're going to die or pass away, and it would just be cool to see them again. And I know someday I will, but I just wish that I had more time.
Yeah, again, back in time, isn't it? Dawn wants to weigh in from Missouri with this what ifs or if onlys in life. So Dawn left this comment with us. Go ahead, Dawn.
Hi, this is Dawn. I wanted to share my story. I have a strong-willed son. He's 9 years old. And when he was small, a toddler, I don't think he was understood very well by myself and as well as by my friends and who had other children. I don't think he was very well accepted and understood and well-liked when he was a small child. And I regret that I let others influence what could have been an enjoyable experience with my son while he was little. I was trying so hard to get him to conform to everyone else's expectations of him, but I really just missed out on just simply enjoying him. And I just want to encourage you moms out there that have strong-willed children to try to connect with someone else who understands you. It can be a great support to you. Connect with someone that can pray with you and just offer you support and the encouragement that you need.
That's good. Thank you for that reminder. Let's take one more comment line, Tammy from Michigan, and then we're going to take your calls live here that are coming in. We'll get to those in a moment. Here's Tammy, who left this comment for us.
My regret that I have looking back on my life is I divorced a Christian man a long time ago, and it's really impacted my family and just how close-knit we are. It's just not what you desire moving into older age, I should say. But God's good, and a spiritual mom tells me that, you know, our feet are on the front of us for a reason, and we just need to keep going toward home and make right decisions, even after we mess up. So I would just encourage people. I know that it happened in my life for a reason, and God's blessed me since. But I can see where my life would not be where it was today, and God would have been able to give me many blessings if I would have just obeyed Him and trusted in Him.
That's good. Hey, we're going to take your calls live, and I'm going to tell you what I would tell a younger Randy when I come back in a moment. Okay? Love to hear yours. 888-888-1717.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
There are three communication traps that I think get us into trouble, not only in marriage, but can get us in trouble right here in the workplace. The first thing is, I think we can get in trouble in communication when we take a position too soon. What I mean by that is, once we take a position, we have to defend it. And when our spouse comes to us and starts to say something, and we've already made up our mind what the answer is, we already know what the solution is, then we spend our time arguing about defending that position. Yeah, hey, listen, that is a really important point about marriage. And it is one of the love habits of living on purpose for couples. And it's the teaching this month, by the way. We call them coaching CDs. They come to you as a way of saying thank you for your ongoing membership each month and to encourage you on your journey. And you can be a part of it. By the way, we'll get this to you. All you have to do is go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. And join us in monthly support. By the way, for every person this month who will share, either as a member, an additional love gift to help us at this time of year, or maybe for you the first time to share a generous gift with Intentional Living, we're going to send out to you the entire Love Your Marriage Night DVD. It's the entire interactive, sold-out conference that I do on the road called Love Your Marriage Night. It's a date night. It's fun. It's interactive experience. We talk about passion in your marriage, intimacy in marriage, communication in marriage, and love habits in your marriage. And this DVD is our gift to you. Very special. This month only, Love Month, February, right? When your most generous gift is received and you ask for it, okay? Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Click on Donate or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. Every time I hear the song by Mercy Me, Dear Younger Me, it reminds me that that's a really profound song. It hits me that if I could go back and talk to myself as a younger Randy, I would remind myself every day, Randy, what you do today, the little things you do or don't do, with your health, with your relationships, with your priorities, they multiply. Most of life is multiplication. It's a little bit over an extended period of time. And all of a sudden you wake up one day and it's multiplied and it starts to move in a good direction or not so good direction. Most marriages that are very successful have done so day by day. Marriages that fail have failed day by day. And that's true generally, not always, but generally of health or finances, work, other areas of life. What we do today matters. It's important. And so I would tell a younger Randy, remember, what you do today, that next right thing, being intentional today really matters. Don't be perfect, but just remember that you're adding and multiplying in your life. What would you tell yourself if you could talk to a younger you? Thomas is joining us from New Mexico. He's on.
Good morning.
You're driving right now, huh, Thomas?
Yes, sir.
Are you right on the highway?
Yes, sir, right on the I-10.
All right, well, be safe, my friend. So go ahead and tell us, what would you tell a younger Thomas?
Well, if I could tell a younger Thomas something, I'd tell him not to be ashamed to walk in Christian light and to be a Christian.
Yeah. Has that been a problem? I mean, not a problem, but an issue for you, kind of backing away and not being bold in your faith?
Yeah, growing up when I was younger, you know, it wasn't to be Christian wasn't the coolest thing, you know. So it was something that I've always kind of struggled with. But as I've gotten older, and God has called me back home and called me back to where I needed to be and blessed me, I've realized that that would be something that I would have changed as a kid.
Mm. Oh, good for you. Hey, listen, you know, it's a reminder to us that I'm not sure it was ever cool to be a Christian, certainly less cool today than it may have been in the past. So we've been called to holiness and to realize that there is an element of persecution, even in America, to our faith. And living it every day, not seeking persecution, but just living our faith, knowing that we're going to be misunderstood, but we do so lovingly and do so intentionally. So, okay, my friend, I'm glad you're listening. You keep listening and drive safely on I-10 today, okay?
All righty, thank you.
All right, Thomas on the road. Hey, listen, if you are calling on the road, pull off. Thomas is en route, but if you could pull off, that'd be safe, right? Maria is in Michigan. Maria, welcome to the program. How are you today?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Good. What would you tell a younger Maria?
I would tell myself not to be fearful. I'm so nervous right now.
No, you just take a deep breath. You're doing fine.
I would just tell myself not to be fearful of the future, of what's coming ahead. I went through a lot of things in my childhood, a lot of hurt, a lot of brokenness, and I didn't always have an open heart or an open mind to the Lord. I felt like if he loved me, he wouldn't allow the things that happened to me to happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just really despised him at the time. But now that I'm older and I speak to him more, and I know now that he would never allow anything bad to happen to me that I couldn't handle, I realized it's just a powerful testimony for me to go out there and tell other women just like me that it wasn't his fault, that he didn't allow that to happen to me, that he loved me so much that he gave me strength to pull through and to be a survivor instead of a victim. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes, and I think there's probably many people, men and women, listening, Maria, that in their own way have stories where they see that they were a victim of something that was just not what God intended in their life, and that you're a survivor. I love it. I mean, you're surviving, knowing that God has called us every day to that simple walk, just trusting him, abiding in him every day. Can I encourage you with a scripture?
Yes, please.
You know, I shared it earlier, but let me just camp for a moment on what Paul says in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. Apparently, Timothy, as a young preacher, was fearful. And you can imagine, think about the time in which he lived. This was fearful. I mean, he didn't have the freedoms that we have today, and he was living maybe in a place where he knew he could lose his head as a result of preaching the gospel. And so this senior St. Paul, writing to Timothy in 2 Timothy 1, 7, he says, "Hey, Timothy, look, God did not give you a spirit of timidity or fear." So whenever we have fear, it's not from God. Now, if the house is on fire, you're going to be a little fearful to get out, right? Obviously, there are times we're going to be fearful of something. If you got a bear attacking you, you're going to be a little fearful. But that's not the kind of fear that Paul's talking about. He's talking about the kind of fear that becomes a spirit of fear, a spirit of timidity. It's kind of like wherever situation I'm in, where when I'm with people or when I'm, you know, when I'm with somebody, how do they think about me and how am I being accepted, or just that spirit of fear. That's not of God. And then Paul goes on to say, "But Timothy, God has given you a spirit, three things, of power." Those of us that know Christ personally have within us the power of the Holy Spirit. We are filled with the Spirit of God, we're told. He's in us. Secondly, he says, not only a spirit of power, but a spirit of love. You know, one of the ways we know that we're growing in our faith is we have a growing love for people, a growing love for those around us that are hurting. And a third thing that Paul says, not only a spirit of power and a spirit of love, but also a spirit of self-discipline. In other words, a willingness to just, can I say, be more intentional in the way we walk, living our lives, thinking before we act, being more disciplined in how we live. That's what God has for us. I think that really answers a lot of what we're talking about here today. Okay. Appreciate your call. Thank you, Maria, for calling. Appreciate you. Thank you, and God bless you. All right. Do we have time for Diane? Okay, let's get Diane in Michigan. Go right ahead, Diane. What would you tell a younger self?
I would tell my younger self over 40 years ago when I was in this area to have balance in your life as you're on this Christian journey. I found myself doing more ministry work than I build a relationship with God.
Mm.
And it came to a place where I needed him, and I was empty. I was empty, and I was doing more ministry work. And I've learned over the years, you have to bring balance to your life. I would tell my younger self to have balance in your life.
Listen, Diane, you're speaking to someone. There's some ministry people who are listening, or people who have a ministry. We all do. We can get caught up in the jollies of doing and doing and miss out on the relationship with our Father. Thank you, Diane. That's a good way to put a cap on today's program. Listen, we've been talking about Dear Younger Me. I'd love to hear your comments. Maybe you have a story to share, or you have a question in general. You know, from day to day, we just jump in and hear your calls, and then we just apply intentional living to whatever it is you're facing, your finances, your health, your work, your marriage. Maybe you just say, hey, Randy, here's what I'm facing. And tell me about it on our storyline, 888-888-1717, and press number 2. Thanks to Richard and Phyllis. Thank you guys from Tennessee for joining us and monthly support as a brand new member. Welcome to the journey of intentional living. Your support at $50 a month is so appreciated. Deborah from New Mexico, thank you for joining the last few days. Bob and Darlie from Michigan. And Raina from New Mexico. And here's some friends from Georgia who've joined us. And Jill from Michigan. And Lisa from Arizona. Some of the folks who've just within the last few days have joined us in monthly support. You'll be receiving the teaching, by the way, coming your way, The Love Habits of Couples Living on Purpose. And thank you for standing with us. For Rob, Sally, and Stephen, the rest of the team, God bless you. We'll see you next time from Intentional Living.